Allow yourself to be in this quiet state. You can adjust our posture. Allow our head, neck, and spine to be in a straight line. Slightly tuck in your tummy so that you feel your tummy is a little tightened. Now we will put down everything on hand. Chin parallel to the ground. Relax your face. Have a smile at the corner of your mouth. Place your hands naturally on your lap, your palms can be facing up or facing down. Tell yourself in the next 20 minutes to remain, to stay still like a rock. Do not move at all. Now we will go into counting of breath. 10 counts of breath. Exhale first, followed by inhale. This is counted as one. When we exhale, we will take long exhale. We will let inhale happen naturally. Now we will do 10 counts of breath. Now we will go into Sakchang, the seven steps. To clear our back seats and charge our good seats. We will first invite someone whom we feel that this person has certain characteristics that we like to have as well. A person whom we would love to learn from. This person is very fair. It's the kind of person who is going to be an example in the world. Next, we will be giving the most beautiful gift to this person. You can give flowers. You can give any scene that you see that is beautiful. in the past 1 week or yesterday? Have we done anything that we are not supposed to do? Think about this. Think about this thing that we are not supposed to do. We will apologize to that person. Admit that we have made a mistake. Next, we can think about the good deeds that we have done. It could be yesterday, the day before, or in the past 1 week, the good deeds that you have done. We will fully celebrate on these good deeds. Next, we can invite this person to give us the best teachings. And we will ask to stay close to this person and invite this person to stay with us, because there are times where we are vulnerable. We need more good people like him or her to stay with us, to support us. Now, for the good seeds that you have planted for doing the satjang, we will redirect them to all the people in the world. Imagine there's a ray of golden light radiating out from our body to everyone in our environment. For example, the city that we are living in, everyone that is living in the city, it continues to spread to the surrounding city. It continues to spread to the entire country, surrounding countries, the entire world, even the entire earth is filling up with this light. Everyone who has touched the light will get the realizations that we have today and the good seeds that we are having, that we have planted today. Next, we are going into contemplation for correct quality and characteristics. We will recall the four chitra. The first chitra, think about what is the first chitra? Yes, the first chitra is the whole and the part. For example, the entire car and the parts of the car. Now, when we talk about the whole car, you can observe. What's the feeling in your mind? And then we will break them down into parts. We will do this to and fro for 3 times. You can observe your mind, the whole car, parts. The entire car. The parts. The entire car. The parts. Now we will go into the second chitra. Think about the second chitra. What is it? Yes, that's an Eiffel Tower that someone has mentioned to you. When you heard someone talking about it and you saw the image. It's from the sound that you hear. It's the chi of the sound and the object of the chi. The object of chi is when you truly went to see the Eiffel Tower. And when we reach home, your feeling compared to before when you only listened to it, what's the difference? And now you can think of a familiar place. It could be the Great Wall of China. It could be a place that is famous and after you visited the place yourself, what's the difference between the feeling before you see it with your eyes and after? So now I would like you to feel about it. The sound, the T of the object. Now we will go into the third chitra. The third chitra is that when you were very young, your mom told you that this is a car. And it will form the archetype of car in your mind. And thereafter, any car that you have seen, you will do a comparison with the archetype of the car in your mind to recognize the car that you are seeing outside. Another one is the car that you are seeing. Any car that you see on the road. Now we will think about the car in our mind. Any cars that you can see? The above three chitra, they are not the real chitra. However, they are very precious. They are bringing your mind to the right place, a place where you can find the real treasures, real jewels. Now we will go into the fourth chitra. This is the real chitra. We will take the car as an example. Think about the carness and characteristics. What is non-carnist? What is the part that is the non-carnist? Yes, think about the mobile phone, computer, books. They are not things that have the carnist. That Honda, does it have harness? Yes, it has harness. Harness is just like the ice cream. The ice cream with chocolate sauce coating on top of it. The carnass is just like the chocolate sauce covering the ice cream. The carnass is floating in the air. And then cover on an object with four wheels and with the shape of a car. And then it has the harness of the car. The characteristic of the car. Just like a BMW. A Honda. A Chevrolet. These are the characteristic of the car. A car that we can drive home. We cannot drive cars home. We will think about the harness and the characteristic of the car. When I talk about harness, you can think about. When I talk about harness, you can contemplate on it. When I talk about a car that you can drive home, you can contemplate on it. Harness. Characteristic of the car. A car that I can drive home. We will take three deep breaths. So when we are ready, we can wriggle our hands, we can move our hands and legs, and we can slowly come back, open our eyes. We can have a good stretch.
Yay.
All right. We can come back.